Listen to this news. Indonesia set to lead global ornamental fish exports, overtaking Japan. Indonesia stands as the world's second largest exporter of ornamental fish, closely trailing Japan. Budi Sulistyo, Director General of Marine Fishery Products Competitiveness at the Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, recently disclosed this information. During a press briefing at the ministry's media center, Sulistyo conveyed optimism about Indonesia ascending to the forefront of the ornamental fish export market. Elevating our position offers more than just an increase in foreign exchange. It catalyzes extensive business opportunities. Significantly, this sector's growth predominantly benefits micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs. Sulistyo remarked on Thursday, June 6. Sulistyo called for a unified approach from government, ornamental fish associations, and private sectors to rejuvenate this profitable industry. His observations from multiple fish markets, including the high turnover market in Pahrung, underscored the robust domestic demand, with transactions reaching Rp 2 billion. Data from 2022 indicates the import value of ornamental fish reached $360.5 million, with an annual growth rate of 2.63%. The largest markets for these imports include the United States at $91 million, the European Union at $89 million, ASEAN countries at $34 million, and both China and the United Kingdom around $23 million each. Sulistyo highlighted the composition of the global ornamental fish trade, where freshwater species constitute 77% and seawater species 34%. Indonesia's abundant ornamental fish diversity provides a distinctive edge in this sector, he explained. The discussion of ornamental fish transcends mere commerce, touching upon the crucial aspects of ecological and environmental stewardship. Discussing the future of ornamental fish inevitably involves considerations of habitat sustainability and the overarching ecological impacts. It is vital to preserve these natural environments to ensure the continued vitality of the industry, Sulistyo asserted, emphasizing the intersection of economic progress with ecological responsibility. Trade World, Cambodia's economic rise fueled by export and tourism growth, World Bank reports.